I believe that for every evil act, there is a kind one.
I believe in story.
I believe in silence.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Life is full of final moments, annoying due dates, tragic deaths, and those ever so nagging deadlines. So often we assume that when that pesky clock stops ticking, it's time to move on to whatever other challenges await us. Yet every once in a while we're caught quite off guard when what we thought was in a rearview mirror has a return engagement. Dissolved relationships sometimes reignite. Long forgotten memories reemerge. Long lost and cherished mementos resurface. And when they do, these renewed discoveries often bring with them fresh insights, intense emotions, and newfound meaning. And that's just what happened to this week's essayist, Bill Miles.
It is not my job as professor to make my students smile, but with Hannah, I couldn't resist the challenge. And so I gave her an old telephone card. Hannah would keep to herself in the back. She had no friends in class. She was also very serious. Serious in class debate. Serious in one-on-one chats. Serious even in the lighter moments of the class. Rarely did a smile alight her face. It was as if she had a mission or carried a secret, like a royal in waiting. But if she was aloof in her carriage, she was passionate in debate. Her pronounced Middle East accent, no hindrance at all. As the semester drew to a close, I began packing for a study tour of Israel. Out of a box filled with travel aids from previous trips, there fell a long expired phone card. It was the kind you used to insert in telephone booths. Why was I still holding on to it after 19 years? When I asked Hannah about her last name, the mystery was revealed. Like stamps, Israeli phone cards bore commemorative images. This one marked the Camp David Accords of 1978 and showed a picture of our former President Jimmy Carter, the late Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin, and the assassinated Egyptian President Anwar Sadat. The last day of class, I taped the long-expired phone card to the back of Hannah's term paper that I now returned to her. From the front of the room, I watched her read my comments, flip the page, and stare at the card. Then, slowly, from the back, she walked over to me. Hannah was in that moment before crying, but did not betray her stoic bearing with a single tear. She thanked me earnestly and asked me for details about the card. What it was, how I had obtained it, that kind of thing. As I explained the origins of my ancient Israeli phone card, in these final moments of the last day of class, Hannah actually smiled. A soft and sad smile, but a smile nevertheless, as Hannah El Sadat, my young student from Egypt, looked again on the phone card bearing the image of her murdered grandfather. Anwar El Sadat, assassinated in 1981 for making peace with the Jewish state. The grandfather whom she never knew. I believe that the expiration date that counts is the one that we attribute to the objects that they're stamped on, and that some of them never really do expire.
Bill Miles is the former Statsky Professor of Jewish Historical and Cultural Studies at Northeastern University, where he teaches in the Political Science Department. Miles came upon his not-so-expired telephone card thanks to the Schusterman Center Summer Institute of Israel Studies at Brandeis University, with which he was preparing to travel to Israel with other colleagues from around North America and the world. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.